Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR, Boston.
When someone does something nice for you or gives you something you've been wanting, what do you say to them? Ideally, you say thank you, right? When we express gratitude, we can make someone feel good and appreciated. But in today's story, we'll meet some magical creatures who never say thank you or please or you're welcome. That is, until a talented baker teaches them a very sweet lesson. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called Fiona and the Fairies. It's inspired by a folktale from Scotland, the northernmost country in the United Kingdom. Some really great people came together to bring you our tale, including Salinas Leiva. Grown-ups, you may know Salinas from two Netflix shows, Orange is the New Black and the new limited series, Maniac. So circle round, everyone, for Fiona and the Fairies. If you think about the most delicious thing you've ever eaten, then you multiply that deliciousness by 1,000, well, that's what it was like to taste a treat baked by Fiona. Fiona the baker was famous for her cookies and pies, her muffins and scones. But what made Fiona legendary were her cakes. People from all over town lined up to order her fluffy frosted cakes for their birthday parties, weddings, and other celebrations. If folks could afford to pay full price, Fiona charged them full price. But if they had barely a penny to their name, she'd give them the cake for free. Their gratitude, she said, was payment enough. Because not only was Fiona a gifted baker, she was generous, good-hearted, and polite as can be. Then there were the fairies. The fairies lived in a cave deep in the forest at the edge of town. And more than anything, the fairies hungered for a taste of Fiona's cakes.
Oh, fairies! We must find a way to get some of Fiona's yummy cake.
I know, but how?
We've been trying forever.
Every time we show up after a party,
the cake's all gone.
And why was the cake all gone? Well, you see, two things set these fairies apart from the fairies you might know. For one, these fairies had very sensitive ears, so they disliked loud noises. Every time someone threw a party, and Fiona's cakes were on the menu, the fairies had to wait until the lively music stopped and the chatty guests went home before they fluttered over to grab some cake. But by then, there was nothing left, not even a crumb. Now, you may be asking, why didn't the fairies just approach Fiona and politely ask her to bake a cake for them? Well, that brings us to the second difference between these fairies and the ones you might know. While Fiona was all about being kind and generous to others, these fairies were all about satisfying themselves. And while Fiona was all about good manners, these fairies never said please or thank you, let alone you're welcome. Now, the fairies had noticed that just before dinner, while Fiona's husband and baby were playing inside the house, the baker would go for an evening stroll. It helped her brainstorm new flavors for her cakes. One evening, the fairies hid in the tall, soft grass outside Fiona's house. The moment the baker stepped out her front door, the fairies darted toward her, the moonlight glinting off their rapidly beating wings.
My goodness, I've never seen so many fireflies out at this hour. They're so thick, I can hardly see. Maybe I should turn around and go back home.
But before she could say another word, Fiona crumpled down on the tall, soft grass and fell asleep. You see, as the fairies flitted around the baker's face, they sprinkled fern seed in her eyes. Fern seed is a magical ingredient that makes people instantly drop into a deep slumber.
Oh, right, fairies.
She's out!
Let's get her!
1, 2, 3...
Lift!
The fairies grabbed on to Fiona's dress and apron, hoisted her into the air, and flew her to their cave deep within the forest. When Fiona woke up, she glanced around with confusion.
Where am I?
The fairies smiled.
Why, you're in Fairyland, of course.
Fairyland? How did I get here?
We brought you!
For a very particular reason.
You see, Fiona,
we want your cakes.
My cakes?
Yes.
We've been drooling over your cakes for a long time now.
But we've never tasted a crumb.
They're always devoured too quickly.
So, we're ordering you to stay with us in Fairyland.
And bake us cakes
forever.
Fiona looked from fairy to fairy.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You're asking me to stay here and bake cakes for you forever? Is that right?
We're not asking you.
We're telling you.
Now remember, Fiona always appreciated good manners in others. That included people and fairies. But clearly, here in Fairyland, no good manners were to be found. And Fiona was determined to change that. After spending her entire life baking up treats and sweets, Fiona realized that now it was time to cook up a plan. What would you do if you were Fiona? We'll find out what happens after a quick break. Welcome back to Circle Round. I'm Rebecca Shear. Today our story is called Fiona and the Fairies. When we left off, Fiona the baker had been whisked away by the fairies. The fairies were ordering her to stay in Fairyland and bake cakes for them forever. But Fiona had a husband back home, and a baby, and a wonderful life. She didn't want to leave all that behind. And besides, Fiona was big on kindness, generosity, and good manners. And the fairies didn't have any. So she decided to teach them all a lesson.
Listen, fairies, I am tickled to hear how much you've been wanting to taste my cakes, and I will bake for you. But first, I'll need a few things.
Like what?
Well, for starters, I'll need a mixing bowl and a spoon. Please?
One of the fairies zipped out of the room and returned with a golden bowl and spoon. But the bowl was the size of a walnut, and the spoon was no longer than a blade of grass.
Thank you. But I'm afraid I'll need something bigger. Could you go back to my house, into my kitchen, and fetch me the biggest mixing bowl and spoon you can find? And while you're there, gather flour, sugar, butter, eggs, and every other ingredient you'd fancy in a cake. Please.
So the fairies whizzed back to Fiona's house and returned with everything she'd requested.
Thank you. I have more than enough to bake the most scrumptious cake ever. Or do I?
The fairies were puzzled.
What do you mean, Fiona?
Well, now that I think of it, I can't ever seem to measure my ingredients without my cat lying beside me. His purring is so soothing. It helps me measure everything slowly and carefully. Could you go back to my house and bring me my cat, please?
So the fairies zoomed back to Fiona's house and returned with the cat, who immediately curled up by Fiona's feet and began to purr.
Thank you. Now I can get to work. Or can I?
The fairies were baffled.
What do you mean, Fiona?
Well, now that I think of it, I can't ever seem to mix the ingredients without my dog sleeping beside me. I circle my spoon one time around the bowl every time he snores. Could you go back to my house and bring me my dog? Please?
So the fairies darted back to Fiona's house and returned with the dog, who promptly dropped down beside the cat and began to snore.
Thank you. Now I can get started on this cake. Or can I?
The fairies were perplexed and growing impatient.
What do you mean, Fiona?
Well, now that I think of it, my family has no idea where I am. I can't mix or measure my ingredients properly if I think they're worried about me. Could you go back to my house and bring me my husband and baby, please?
So the fairies flitted back to Fiona's house and returned with her husband and baby, who were very happy to see her.
Thank you. Now, at last, I can do some baking. Or can I?
By now, the fairies were more mystified than ever and more impatient.
What do you mean, Fiona?
Well, now that I think of it, it's past dinner time. My baby must be hungry. I prepared a pot of stew earlier today. It's sitting on the stove. Could you go back to my house and bring me that pot? And a spoon? Please?
So the fairies flew back to Fiona's house and returned with the pot of stew and a spoon.
Thank you. Now I'll just hand these over to my baby and I'll get baking.
But you know how babies are. Everything seems like a toy. So no sooner had Fiona handed her baby the pot and spoon than the child began banging them together, like a drum. Now remember, these fairies detested loud noises. Immediately, they started flying round and round in a frenzy, their teeny hands clamped tightly over their tiny ears. Fiona had seen this coming, and just as she had planned, the noise got considerably worse. The baby's banging startled the cat and dog. The animals jolted awake and were soon racing around the room, the cat howling and yowling and the dog barking and growling. The fairies squeezed their eyes shut and shook their heads.
This is unbearable!
This is intolerable!
Fiona, we beg you!
Can you stop this racket?
Please!
Ah! You said the magic word.
Quick as a wink, Fiona scooped some stew into her baby's mouth. The child smiled with pleasure. He stopped his banging, dipped his spoon into the pot, and began gobbling down bite after bite of peas, potatoes, and carrots. As soon as the baby settled down, the cat and dog did too. Suddenly, the room was silent. The fairies stopped flying round and round and sank to the floor. Exhausted.
Oh, thank you, Fiona.
Thank you so much.
We are so, so grateful.
Truly.
Fiona smiled.
You're very welcome, fairies. And thank you.
The fairies cocked their tired heads.
Thank you.
For what?
Fiona laughed.
For finally showing some decent manners, of course. All this time, I've been waiting for a little please and thank you. And now that I've gotten both, well, now I will bake you your cake.
And she did. After the cake had cooled, the fairies gobbled it up with glee. It was every bit as delectable as they thought it would be. From then on, Fiona baked the fairies a new cake each and every week. Mind you, she did it from her own home. She and the fairies agreed it would be easier that way. Every Sunday, Fiona would load up a platter with a fluffy frosted cake and leave it at the edge of the forest. And every Monday, she'd come back and find her platter sprinkled with gold coins. It was the fairies' way of saying thank you. Because Fiona had given the fairies more than food. She'd given them food for thought and taught the important lesson that when you're kind to others and you show your appreciation, well, it can be truly sweet indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's your turn. Over the next day, think about ways you can show gratitude to other people. It might be a simple case of saying thank you. You may want to make someone a thank you card or give somebody a thank you gift. Use your imagination and your kindness to help other people in your life feel even more appreciated. This week's story, Fiona and the Fairies, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear, and edited by Circle Round's executive producer, Jessica Alpert. Original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Our intern is Gabby Murzowski. Our artist is Sabina Hahn. Sabina has drawn black and white pictures for every Circle Round story, pictures you can color. Ask your grown-up to visit wbur.org/circleround and click on coloring pages. Print some out, add some color, and if you're up for it, have your grown-up share them with us on Instagram. We're at instagram.com/circleroundpodcast. Special thanks to this week's actors, John Bell, Makania Chesser, Adam Mastriani, Tracy Lynn Oliveira, and Selenis Leyva. Grown-ups, you can see Selenis on AMC's Dietland, along with two Netflix shows, Orange is the New Black and Maniac, co-starring Jonah Hill and Emma Stone. The featured instrument in today's story was the vibraphone. You can read about this mallet instrument and see a picture on our website. Again, that's wbur.org/circleround. You can subscribe to Circle Round on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have a moment, please write us a review. We're eager to hear what you think of the show. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling around with us.